I'm Michelle O'Neill for WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. The City of Dubuque is broadening its efforts to become more sustainable. The City Council has created a new Resilient Community Advisory Commission with 9 members. It replaces the City's Environmental Stewardship Advisory Commission. Corey Burbach is Dubuque's sustainability coordinator. She says the new commission will study and make recommendations about environmental issues, but also the economy and the city's social and cultural life. Burbach says the new commission will work on providing equal access to services that help people recover from a disaster or recover from the closure of a large employer in town.
We know that climate change is happening, and so how do we as a community adapt to that? Looking at things like alternative fuels for our vehicles to improve air quality, or looking at the number of high temperature days that we're going to have in our community as a result, and then think through that. What does that mean for public health? What does that mean for populations that might not have access to air conditioning and cooling centers?
Dubuque's Upper Bee Branch restoration is designed to prevent flooding and is one example of a resilience project that's already underway. Burbach says 3 members of the new commission already serve on other city commissions, and 6 are at large.
What I'm really excited about is it's a very diverse group. So we have professors, we have nurses, we have elementary school teachers, folks that are interested in resiliency for a variety of reasons. So to bring all those minds together, I think is going to have a really robust discussion.
Burbach says the Resilient Community Advisory Commission will study ways to prevent, prepare for, and respond to threats, along with finding opportunities for Dubuque and its residents. I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR.